Hi, I'm Brad Wing. I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU, and I'm going to show you around my old college.
For Giants punter and former LSU Tiger Brad Wing, the unlikely road to the NFL began when he came to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on a student exchange program from his homeland of Australia.
When I moved here to go to high school, I'd only been here for about a month or two before I attended my first LSU game, and I was blown away. You know, I didn't think that a college game would, you know, attract 80, 90,000 people. It was amazing. And so I quickly fell in love with this place, fell in love with LSU and the football. And as soon as they, you know, offered me and showed interest in me, I couldn't have been happier, you know. And then just being here, I mean, it's such a pretty campus and it's just such a great environment during football season. Best fans in the country. And I think this will always have a special place in my heart. You know, I come back here every offseason.
Undrafted out of LSU, Brad began his NFL career in 2013 with a short stint in Philadelphia. The next season, he signed a one-year contract with Pittsburgh. But in 2015, the Giants acquired Wing in a trade with the Steelers, and Brad's move to New York would reunite him with his former Tiger teammate, Odell Beckham Jr.
Who does Daddy play football with? Who's his friend that plays football with? He's got funny hair.
Odell.
What does Odell do?
Catches the football.
What about Dad? What's Dad do?
Kick it?
Who do I kick it to?
Odell.
What about this? Who's that?
You.
And?
Odell.
It's Odell. This is our team meeting room where the entire team gets addressed by Coach Miles. And this is the chain. This is very symbolic here at LSU. Coach Miles is all about the chain. Everybody working together, and you're only as strong as your weakest link. A lot of good memories, yeah. Probably most memorable would be the SEC championship game we won, and then the touchdown that I ran in that got called back due to early celebration. I get a lot of trouble for that still to this day. Everyone likes to joke about that, but it was fun. Lots of good times here. Odell, Alfred Blue, Jarvis Landry. I don't know how we didn't win the national championship. But, you know, it was a lot of fun, and I'm just grateful that I was a part of it all.
A Tiger for life, Brad now loves showing his son Bentley the place he calls home.
You want to walk?
You hold my car.
Yeah, I'll hold your car, but we have to watch out for cars, okay? You got to hold my hand when we get close to the road, all right? Okay? Come on. You're gonna run? Okay. Oh, I think I see Mike's house. Can you see it? Where? Oh! We gotta find him. Let's go. Go find him. He gets so excited. Can you see him? Oh, I found him. And he's asleep. Oh, he's asleep. Ah. See him? He is sleeping. I'm trying to wake him up. You gotta tell him to wake up.
Wake up!
Say bye-bye, Mike.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Sweet dreams. Now what you wanna do? You wanna go tackle the guys?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Oh. It's fun for me to just kind of share everything with him, even though he's real young. I think it's creating good memories for him, you know? Get him. Oh! Run through it fast like that. Watch. You ready? 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 Whoa! And he's going to grow up here, and so I know he's going to be a Tiger fan, right? You going to be an LSU Tiger fan?
No.
No? What are you going to be a fan of? You better not say Alabama or else I'm giving you away. No. It's good to just, you know, come back to kind of where it all started. You know, the journey's still going, and it is a fun journey. But there's nothing like coming back home and sharing it with this little guy.